Getting that intro in 3, 2, 1.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round by a Podcast, accompanied by my boy, Mr. Sauce.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings. Welcome once again to another iconic episode.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Not even monumental?
Monumental. Oh, man. Welcome to episode 57,
57? Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't make me double.
No, I'm just asking because we're getting 57. There.
57.
Hey, hold on.
This is a monumental episode.
I'm sorry, Sauce. But anyways, I'm sorry. I just want to give a shout out to our new listeners. I've been noticing we've been getting a lot more listeners out of the UK.
The UK, yeah.
So if you guys are listening from the UK, big shout out to you guys. Rotherham, if you're from there, if you're listening, thank you for the support. We got.
Hey, don't you be butchering any of these names.
I'm sorry. We got continuous support from our guys over in Germany. I know my brother lives out there as well. So shout out
Let's
to
go.
My brother as well as my nieces and nephews that listen. But yeah, what we got on the slide?
Yeah,
for today?
No, it's actually awesome. I'm gonna expand on that just for a second. I know that this is fourth week in a row, and then we just started Ripperooskies. Shout out to that segment because we actually have two more episodes coming.
Yes, and we'll be doing that on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Wednesdays and midnight. Fridays. That's right. So definitely make sure you stay tuned. And we've got some pretty good feedback. I've had a few people come up to me in person, tell me that it's been a breath of fresh air and everything. We enjoy doing it. So with all that being said, let's jump into this episode. This episode is going to be all about probably the biggest trade of the offseason.
So far. We got the draft in a couple of weeks.
That's right. So if you guys did not know, which I'm sure it's been shoved down all of our collective sports watching throats, Stephon Diggs.
Yeek.
He is no longer a Buffalo Bill.
Yay! Get him out of the AFC East.
And now we welcome him in the AFC South.
Yay! To the Houston Texans. Let's go. Where's the clapping noise at?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, let's go.
The funniest part about that is that because he doesn't wear headphones right now, it's a crapshoot. That's what button we're going to push. But yeah, so he has joined up with the AFC South. Man, oh man, there's been some juicy, juicy info coming out of the Bills camp. Do you happen to have the compensation?
Yes, I do, actually. All right. So the Texans receive, of course, Mr. Stephon Diggs, a 2024 sixth round pick, a 2025 fifth round pick. The Bills receive a 2025 second round pick via Minnesota. And that's it. Can you believe that? And then, of course, they free up cap space. But nonetheless, they lost Stephon Diggs. I don't even know where to go from here, because we have so many different things that this affects.
Since we talked about just now the compensation, this is the biggest thing. So the biggest red flag, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, I got to dig into this. The biggest red flag, you have a legit number one wide receiver that you're taking from a team that has a lot of pieces in place to make deep runs. I mean, hell, they just a few years ago, they went to the AFC Championship game.
You know what's funny that you say that, though? The Bills, dude, they have lost some pieces this offseason.
They lost a lot.
Let me tell you who I got here. We got Stephon Diggs, he's gone. Jordan Poyer, safety, he's gone. Shadavious White, corner, he's gone. Mitch Morse, center. I didn't really see a whole lot of him, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's still
a loss. Is a loss.
Gabriel Davis, who would probably have been wide receiver one, had he stayed. And then we got linebacker Tyrell Dodson and linebacker Leonard Floyd.
Wow.
So that's quite the turnaround. So the Bills are definitely on the decline.
And it's super, super, super weird, to be honest. Part of the reason why, too, is because, like I said, I mean, Stephon Diggs, he's no spring chicken. He's 31? I think he is 31, because I saw a few memes of comparing him with Calvin Ridley and everything. But yeah, so He's a number one wide receiver, bona fide number one wide receiver.
He's 30.
And he just got traded. You know what that tells me?
What's that?
There's some issues in that locker room.
And he was the issue.
And he was the issue.
I mean, because this is, I think this is the third offseason, if I'm correct, that he's had, there's been something circulating around him being unhappy in that Bills locker room.
Well, didn't he end up either leaving or getting traded from Minnesota because of like locker room issues?
I'm not sure about that. I think they just didn't want to pay him, if I'm correct. I don't know to an extent, but I mean, even then, yeah, they lost to Stephon Diggs, but they drafted Justin Jefferson for that pick that they received.
They did. So you know what, man, that's another thing that we can branch off on too. What, so now all of a sudden the Buffalo Bills have this huge gaping hole at wide receiver. Ripper Risk
is indeed. but
yeah, there's a huge hole at wide receiver. Do you happen to have, because I know that, man, the only talk that's been going on in all of sports lately has been the Buffalo Bills' depleted offense now and the Houston Texans apparently going to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So now their starting wide receivers for the Bills are now Khalil Shakir. I'm drawing a blank.
No, I'm over here trying to figure out. Okay, so they have the 28th pick, according to Google. They have the 28th pick in the draft. So my initial thought is, okay, we got to give Josh Allen some help here, because if not, he's probably going to bounce. I don't know his contract details, but I mean, you got rid of freaking Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. I know they got some pretty good solid tight end options in Dawson Knox and
Kincaid and Knox, and then they also have Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel, and Khalil Shakir.
Yo, that, I'm sorry, but that's a terrible wide receiver group. That's a terrible group. I mean, their tight ends are okay, I think.
Their tight ends are pretty good.
I mean, the receivers are not bad. They're not the Patriots bad, but they're not going to compete. And I don't think Josh Allen, obviously, Josh Allen is not, he's not Patrick Mahomes.
No.
He's not going to elevate the players around him. I feel like he needs good players to compliment him instead of he compliments the players.
I can agree with that, especially over the last year or so. Because there was a couple games last season that they actually leaned more on the run game than they did the passing. And that was with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. And
when was this? Are you talking about maybe his first year there?
No.
I'm talking about Stephon Diggs' first year there.
What do you mean?
Like that you're talking about they relied heavily on the run game.
That was this last year. Yeah, this last year there was a couple of games that they had where Josh Allen only threw for it was 150 yards, something like that. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was mostly them just running the ball.
Yeah.
And whenever they talked to him in the press conference, they asked him, because normally everybody's used to Josh Allen being this super huge, prolific passer and everything that's just like piling up the stats and everything. And they asked him about it, and he said, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win, which I thought was admirable. But yeah, so at this point, and this is actually, honestly, a fantastic draft class for anybody hurting that wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So I would not be surprised to see the Buffalo Bills trade up to get maybe not one of the top three, because that's going to take a whole lot of draft capital.
I firmly believe there will be the top three receivers will be gone by round or by pick 11. Mm-hmm. They're all going top 10, I think.
Now they could put together a package to move up so that they can get one of those premier wide receivers. But I do think that it's interesting because who knows what will happen. I mean, one of these wide receivers might be talented enough to become maybe almost on the same level or even better than Stephon Diggs. And I wonder if that played into their decision to go ahead and just say, fuck it, we're trading him.
Well, and because I feel like as a GM, right, and as a head coach, you obviously you have Josh Allen, right?
Right.
And you know he's like in his prime, he's playing good ball. Like, you're not going to want to waste his prime time without any help.
Right.
So you're going to have to find him some sorts of help, whether that's trading somebody or in the draft, because then that's just going to be a waste of Josh Allen in his prime, right?
Man.
They've been doing pretty decent, I guess, in the playoffs. Obviously, the Chiefs are running shit right now. But, yeah, I think they're definitely going to probably select a receiver in the first round for sure. They have to at this point.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that – what my idea is I think that depending on who's available and everything, I could see them going after someone like A.D. Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
or if he drops kind of far, Brian Thomas Jr. or whatever, the other wide receiver from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% see them. Like, as soon as they traded Stephon Diggs, I was like, yep, 100% they're going to get, they have to go wide receiver.
Well, they're actually kind of depleted too, because they lost cornerbacks. They kind of need pieces in every position.
Which is so weird. I wonder.
Because they don't even have, who's their running back? Because I know.
James Cook.
James Cook.
So he's not terrible, but he's good.
He's on the come up for sure. I was going to say they might need a running back, but I don't think they.
You know what's kind of crazy? You know what I'm thinking? This is probably a severe hot take, but what if you were Josh Allen? Do you request a trade? Do you try to find a way out of there?
Honestly, if I'm Josh Allen, I'd probably play this year. And mm-hmm. I'd like evaluate all the situations and
see how it goes.
See how it goes. See what the coaches do. See what the the GM does. Whatever, president, whatever.
Bro, that would be monumental.
Monumental.
Iconic.
If
almost.
If you think about it, almost like Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, they're kind of like in not similar situations, but like they're both like we know they're good quarterbacks. Actually, because
look, that's a pretty good comparison. Because
if you think about it too, Justin Jefferson, yeah, he's a little bit younger, but they gave him the pieces he needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And he still hasn't been able to succeed with all those pieces. And he's been in the year longer than Joe Burrow, hasn't he? For like by a year or two?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a little bit older. Yeah,
I think it is literally a couple of years.
So, some of these other quarterbacks, like CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow, I think maybe even Jalen Hurts, I could be wrong, but they've all been like more successful with, I wouldn't say less, but... like the same type of talent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Then again, though, Jalen Hurts, he has a ton of talent around him.
But he might have actually came out the same draft class as Justin Herbert. So I was thinking about just quarterbacks that were
younger. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I do think that it's going to be very, very interesting to see how things go moving forward, especially since Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Not Doug. had to hit you with it. I firmly believe that he is also on the hot seat. But
oh yeah, I think
that's such a weird situation though. Like if you're and granted, everybody take this with a grain of salt because we're literally just casual football fans that we have zero intel or anything like that other than just what we see. But unless you have somebody on the inside over at the Bills organization.
Yeah, I got a contact over at the Patriots locker room.
Putting in her 2 weeks. We've hit it big. So it's just the thing that I just don't understand, the thing that doesn't vibe well with me is, or jive, I should say, is the fact that like he's on the hot seat, theoretically. Just gave up your number one wide receiver. You better hit on the next wide receiver. You better be able to get Josh Allen turned around or else you're going to be looking for another job.
Yeah.
Right? So it just doesn't make sense to me, Like, is there something I'm missing here?
No, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know.
It's such a touchy situation.
Yeah. But off topic, but on topic too, I kind of wanted to go over some interesting stats I thought about Stephon Diggs, just since we're on the set topic.
Is it his the last three postseason?
No, games? This is pretty much since 2020.
Okay.
So since 2020, he has the most targets at 639 out of any receiver, minimum 400 targets. 442 receptions first. He's got 5,300 receiving yards, which is third most from since 2020,
mm-hmm.
and 30 downfield 10-plus yard receiving touchdowns, which is first in the league.
Interesting.
So, yeah, like just to me, I feel like the – and I'm kind of going back a little bit. I feel like the freaking Bills got finessed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me see. I was trying to find his, because I saw something interesting that, like, during the, like, the postseason run and everything. I can't find it right now, though.
Oh, and another thing,
too. But yeah, I think that they got kind of finessed.
So they actually restructured his contract this year.
Yeah,
I saw that. So I think it was like a 3 or 4 year contract that he got traded with or for or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they restructured it. So he's going to become a free agent after this year.
Correct.
So I think he's making $22.52 million in guaranteed money this year. But if he plays the way he wants and Houston hopes, then he'll hit the free agent market next offseason with the ability to make it count.
Interesting.
Houston anticipates getting the best version of Stephon Diggs just because not only is he playing to prove the Texans right, mm-hmm. but every other team in the NFL, since he's going to be a
yeah, he's taking a gamble on himself.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. He literally has to play like his best ball this year,
right?
For various reasons, obviously.
And in all honesty, the Texans pretty much just, I mean, like you said, they've got a 1 year rental on good old Stephon Diggs, and I guess. My whole thing on it too is just that as soon as I saw that, I'm just like, you can just tell Houston's going all in for this year.
I mean, and if you think about it too, CJ Stroud, he's obviously on his rookie deal. So they're not wasting a lot of money on their quarterback. Mm-hmm. So they can use that money on other pieces to help elevate his game since he's still on that rookie contract.
That's the way to do it.
So that's why they brought in the talent, because they can financially.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going all in after that freaking season that Stroud had last year. So, you know, I love it. You know, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, yeah. Dalton Schultz, Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, CJ Stroud.
If you look around the league, you can actually tell that a lot of teams do that. They try to, because they, if they have a good young quarterback on their roster that they believe in, and like
Joe Burrow,
yeah, you can stand to pay top dollar for some of these guys. Yeah. Now, I mean, just look at the Bears. They have the potential, depending on how Caleb Williams does and everything.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, you have the potential to have a turnaround like the Texans. I mean, the Texans. Before they got CJ Stroud, they went like 3-13.
Yeah, they were pretty dog shit.
They were
terrible.
And then they were in a playoff game last year.
Yeah. Literally 1.5 season turnaround or 1 season turnaround.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But I mean, you find that franchise quarterback and it's a wrap. Pretty much.
No, yeah, for real.
After you find that and as much as it pains me to say, the Texans, they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
They're doing it the right way. They use their draft capital very well. And now they've got C.J. Stroud, who looked phenomenal this last year. Who knows? We could see a sophomore slump. I'm hoping for a sophomore slump just because of the fact that he's in the AFC South. And I also don't want the Texans to win a Super Bowl before the Titans do at all whatsoever. But you got C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Daniel Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So now all they got to do is just bolster their defense a little bit because their offense,
some O-line help. Just
yeah, their offense is set pretty much.
Their offense is, their defense was pretty good last year. I think they're definitely going to go heavy on defense with like linebackers and DNs and cornerbacks.
I think that part of the reason too that they are going so much all in right this year is because their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, he was a hot commodity this past season in the head coaching cycle, like trying to find a job. There were tons of people that were requesting to interview him and everything. And basically, I guess he said, I want to go back so I can run it back
mm-hmm.
one more time, at least one more time. So depending on how he does, man, that could elevate him so much to being like the next big head coach.
Right.
And everything. So there's just so many different possibilities that could be happening and stuff. It's kind of a weird situation because the it's the ebb and flow of the NFL. The ebb and flow of the NFL. Like, parity is so paramount in the NFL right now. And I really like it because if you look at it, I mean, even the Chiefs last year, they weren't like completely and utterly dominant, you know?
Especially early in the season, yeah.
Exactly. But all the teams that were dominant, they ended up fizzling out and stuff like that. So you literally can look at each and every game and be like, well, this team, unless it's somebody who absolutely doesn't have any talent at all whatsoever.
Panthers.
Yeah. Unless it's a team like the Panthers or like, say, the Cardinals and stuff like that.
The Pats.
the Pats. Ruparooskies.
Ruparooskies, indeed.
Then there's always a chance.
Yeah.
There's always a chance. So, and I think we even said it. We said this last year. Too last offseason. It's a great time to be a football fan.
It's always a great time to be a football fan.
It really is.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's funny too, because like we always talk about too, like kind of off topic, we always say, man, the offseason's probably going to be kind of slow and everything, so we're going to try to come up with these other types of conversations, these other off topic conversations, because there's probably not going to be anything big going on. And then literally ever since we said that, now I think we had like one episode where we were kind of off topic on it,
mm-hmm.
but we have, what is it now? 57 or 56 episodes that are all talking about football. It's great. It like kind of like what you reiterated. It's a great time to be a football fan. Absolutely great time. That's right. Okay. I thought you were going to add on to that.
Oh, no, I'm just listening to what you got to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem.
But yeah, so like we said, Stephon Diggs going to the Texans, it's a huge, huge deal. It's kind of showing a shift in the league and everything. Brings up a multitude of different things that could happen, a lot of potentials.
Huh?
Oh, I'm just looking at the time.
Oh, I was like, what's going on?
Did I just record? No. We're no technical difficulties right now. So, Mr. Jose, do we have anything else on the slate that you wanted to talk about?
I think that's pretty much it. I couldn't really think of anything else that happened.
Oh, what about that other big news?
What happened again?
Carson Wentz to the Chiefs.
Oh, man. Carson Wentz, backup quarterback, or actually...
Yeah.
Quarterback one to Patrick Mahomes. No, it's funny because I know we talked about like on Ruparooskies, talking about doing like, you know, going to the comment section and just reading the comments and people's opinions on what's going on.
In case you haven't checked out Ruparooskies, that's pretty much what we do on that.
There was this, it was like the NFL sharing a picture of Carson Wentz going to the Chiefs, and then like everybody in the comment section, it was like, you know, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes, you better watch out. Like, you know, stuff like that. But it was literally everybody's just saying the same crap.
Oh, man. Maybe we should have covered that comment section.
Right.
On it.
But, I mean.
No, and what's actually kind of funny though is that like,
dude, isn't it crazy?
He has the potential to get another Super Bowl,
dude. No, like this dude, as a backup, man, like he was a freaking,
he just sticks around.
He was an MVP like candidate. Mm-hmm. Was it like 2017?
Yep.
And now he's like the laughing stock of the NFL.
And from what I hear, he actually has had like, because he was with the Colts, and while he was with the Colts and everything. I guess some people didn't really like him in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
looks like Prince Harry, doesn't he? I'm sorry, my UK people.
He 100% did. Or you know who? You know who? Also,
wait, that's not UK. I'm
that's
sorry,
not UK.
You're gonna have to cut that out.
I will. we will. I'm just no, you know what's kind of funny though is I did always used to say that he looked like Brad.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Oh, from work?
Yeah.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Carter said it.
But these guys don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, except for Carter.
He's not listening.
He better be. But yeah, no, I do think it's hilarious. Because, I mean, the dude had a lot of talent at one point, and then he just kind of... We have a running joke among Titans fans whenever he would throw like a deep pass and everything. It was the Carson Wentz special, and that's basically just throwing up a prayer and then just hoping that the receiver would be able to get a pass interference call,
mm-hmm.
because it would be away from the receiver, like it's not catchable,
mm-hmm.
but somehow, some way, it would still end up being a pass interference. So it was really annoying. But yeah, so he has the potential to get the get that good old you know, second Super Bowl ring as a backup. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I mean, good for him.
If you can do it, you can do it. So, all right, Jose, anything else for our lovely viewers?
I appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, that's all I got for now.
Awesome. As always, please check us out, firstroundbye.com. I should be updating the site by the time this episode drops. Can't make any promises, but I'm going to try to. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Did I miss any? Nope. And if you get a chance to, head to that merch site, pick up a t-shirt, all right? All right. With that being said, we will catch you all in the next one.
Peace.